of all ages ministering to us in various ways, communicating the Christmas message. And I'll tell you, you all probably have your own memories of being in that Christmas play and parts and things like that. And it is such a special time, you know, because the Word of God is the same, and the joy of Christmas and the message powerful, and just something about coming through our children that is even more powerful. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and turn it over to the ministry of our Door of Life children's program. So, oh, that's right. Okay, toddlers, come on up. Look at this. Hey, guys.
Benny's coming. Come on up. Benny's coming. And we have Benny, and we have Jack, yes, and we have Abby, and we have Roman.
All right. Yeah. Ladies, thank you, Benny.
All right, here come some bells. Yes, here come some bells. All right. Singing with toddlers is, you know, a lot like you trying to contain something that doesn't want to stay put. Would you like to? I know you are a great singer. You guys are great singers. There's another one.
Hi, guys. Some people say this.
I know. Jack, would you like two, or are you going to hold your blanket? Two in one hand. Excellent. All right. Can you all stand up there so I can get a picture of you now? Just 1 minute. All together. Look at how adorable they are. All right. Abby, can you move over there by the boys a little bit? I know it's kind of, you're the only girl, but you're so beautiful. All right. Are you ready? Shall we start with Jesus Loves Me? All right. Oh, would you like jingle bells first? Okay. Here we go. Jingle bells. Can you sing really loud so everybody can hear you? Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Thank you. engaged to Joseph and traveled with him to Bethlehem. Soon she was going to have a baby, and while they were there, she gave birth to her firstborn son. She dressed him in baby clothes and laid him on a bed of hay because there was no room for them in the inn.
Fields near Bethlehem, some shepherds were guarding their sheep. All at once, an angel came down to them from the Lord, and the brightness of the Lord's glory flashed around them. The shepherds were frightened, but the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I have good news for you, which will make everyone happy. This very day, in King David's hometown, a Savior was born for you. He is Christ the Lord. You will know who he is because you will find him dressed in baby clothes and lying on a bed of hay."
Many other angels came down from heaven and joined in praising God. They said, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill to men."
Thank you.
and gone back to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what the Lord has told us about." They hurried off and found Mary and Joseph, and they saw the baby lying on a bed of hay. When the shepherds saw Jesus, they told his parents what the angel had said about him. Everyone listened and was surprised, but Mary kept thinking about all this and wondering what it meant. As the shepherds returned to their sheep, they were praising God and saying wonderful things about him. Everything they had seen and heard was just as the angel had said.
A child has been given, the King of our freedom. Sing for the light has come. This is Christmas. Come and adore him and bring gifts before him. Joy to the
Wonderful job. Praise God. Nothing quite like hearing the message declared through the hearts and voices of our children. And oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, this morning we're just gonna, kids are going to come back here in a few minutes, and then we're going to take Pastor Ed's Christmas quiz with the kids and see how they do. It's a very short little quiz, but it's something that I think will kind of test their knowledge of the season and also hopefully kind of reinvigorate our own here. But okay, you guys yell it out. Who is it for? Who is it for? You guys want to say? The world. That's a good answer. Yes. Anybody else want to say it? That's, yeah. Everyone. Yes. That's good. Good, good. Here we are. 1 Timothy 1:15. Here is the word. Oh, yeah. Here is the word. Here is a word. Here is a word you can take to heart and depend on. Jesus Christ came to the world to save sinners, people on the naughty list. You know, the story of Santa is that he brings toys to the good little boys and the good little girls, but God sent Jesus. He didn't send Jesus. You know, Jesus even said that himself. He said, I didn't come for righteous people. He said, I came for what the Bible says, sinners, people who've made mistakes, people who've missed it. And that's it. That's exactly right. Good job. She's already ahead of the curve here. People on the naughty list, because the next question is, who is on the naughty list? Everyone. Everyone has sinned and is far away from God's saving presence. But the free gift of God's grace to all are put, but by the free gift of God's grace, all are put right with him through Jesus Christ, who sets them free. So everyone, right? Everyone has made mistakes. Everyone has missed it. Have you ever, and I'm just going to talk to the kids right now, have you ever made mistakes? Have you? Have you ever been naughty to that brother or sister, mom, dad? Yeah, we all know we've all made mistakes, yeah. Yeah, Caleb, you're not raising your hand there, bud. I know better, yeah, all right. So, yes, we've all made mistakes, and so it's important to realize this was a special kind of Christmas gift, wasn't it? We didn't get Jesus because we were so good, right? But the great thing about this Christmas gift is it absolutely takes us off that naughty list, all right? Let's see what happens. What does our Christmas gift do to us? What does it do? Yeah. Yes, that's right. Absolutely. Yes, Wes. Yes, we go to heaven. That's what Jesus said. You become born again. You become a new person. And this is the way the Bible tells us how this gift works in our life. 1 John 3:1, it says, what marvelous love the Father has extended to us. Just look at it. We're called children of God. That's who we really are. That's what this Christmas gift does to us. It makes us God's very own children. It puts us in his family so that we can be with him forever and ever and ever. Does anybody know the Bible verse John 3:16? For God so loved. Could you guys, let's all say it together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not die, but have eternal life. Everlasting life. Praise God. Now, it doesn't mean that we won't die physically someday if Jesus doesn't return in our lifetime, but we'll never die because that eternal life on the inside goes on and on and on and on. We have a life on the inside of us that outlives our bodies. That's what he said. Whoever believes in him will not die, but have eternal life. And that's what that gift does. It makes us God's very own children. So the Christmas quiz, who was the first Christmas gift? It was Jesus. Who was the first Christmas gift for? People on the naughty list. Everybody who made mistakes. Who was on the naughty list? Everyone was on the naughty list. And we all know that in our own heart, that none of us are perfect. And we've never made mistakes. But what does our Christmas gift do? It makes us God's very own children. It gives us that eternal life so that we know that we're going to live with him forever and ever and ever. So as you guys see that little baby Jesus in the manger, just remember that inside that precious gift of Jesus is that precious life that lives on the inside of you that makes you his very own child. And you're going to be with him forever and ever in heaven. Isn't that wonderful? That's what Christmas is all about. God so loving you that he made a way for you to be able to live with him forever and ever by putting you in his family. Praise God. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the meaning and the message and the gift of Christmas. We're so glad that it's not about our good outweighing our bad, but it's about your good outweighing our bad. the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, that where our sin has abounded, your grace is much more abounded. And we look at that gift of Christmas, praise God, that gift of Jesus that tips the scales in our favor. And we see how precious it is. And we're so thankful this morning that you've touched each one here. And we just pray, Lord, that you just minister to each one here too. And just help revitalize, strengthen, Lord, that gift in our own hearts and appreciating that gift. Go ahead and make this your Christmas declaration of faith this morning. If your heart can agree, say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus. My Christmas gift. You have cleansed me, Jesus, of all my sins. You have put me in the family of God. I've believed on you. I have that eternal life. He who has the Son has life. I thank you for that life now. My Christmas gift. From you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And that's Christmas, the life and the love of God in our hearts through Jesus Christ.